Robin Hood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Heroes of Horticulture, Americans Who Transformed the Landscape. The book tells the stories of 18 institution builders, plant explorers, and garden creators who've had a major impact on the landscape. It profiles those essential to the creation of the Garden Conservancy, the restoration and enhancement of public parks and public spaces, and the revitalization and establishment of botanical and other public gardens. Barbara Robinson, lawyer and gardening author, will speak at the Hotchkiss Library as part of its Sunday at 4 series. And we have a preview. Each week, our millennial writer, Charlotte Penrose, looks around the region for what's happening and shares her recommendations. Most interesting and fun events to come. Here are some of her tips for the week. Details can be found on the website. Jillian Anderson and Lily James lead an All About Eve broadcast from the West End in London. All About Eve tells the story of theater legend Margot Channing. While the spotlight has always been hers, her biggest fan, Eve, has suddenly entered the picture. Eve is young and beautiful, but you all know about Eve, don't you? This new production from one of the world's most innovative theater directors of fame for Network and A View from the Bridge lifts the curtain on a world of jealousy and ambition, and ultimately asks the question, why our fascination with celebrity, youth, and identity never seems to grow old? At the Mahewy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Visions of Vienna, Requiem and Te Deum, the Waterbury Chorale Festival Orchestra, and four supremely talented soloists will present two choral masterpieces, Mozart's Requiem and Bruckner's Te Deum. The experience of Mozart's Requiem is one of beauty, drama, and astonishment. Mahler characterized the Te Deum as being for the tongues of angels, heaven-blessed, chastened hearts, and souls purified in the fire. At St. Michael's Parish in Litchfield, immigration, why and how it works. Immigration is at the forefront of our national news, and Chris George, Executive Director of IRIS, that is Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, is coming to speak about the United States' long-standing security screening process. Dating far back, the U.S. has a very robust screening process to vet immigrants. As a nation, we've had a long history of admitting people from around the world who are fleeing violence, instability, personal and community danger, economic deprivation, and starvation. George will deliver an interactive presentation of the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program, following a refugee family that decided to flee Syria and their journey through the vetting process and eventual resettling in Connecticut at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. Annual Town Reading Jubilee, exciting excerpts. The annual Reading Jubilee is a community event where members of over 15 Sharon organizations and town offices will be reading excerpts of their own choosing. From poetry, fairy tales, folklore, and books alike, you'll be captivated by the readings as you honor Sharon's rich array of organization, which include the Sharon Post Office, Audubon Society, Town Hall, Sharon Fire Department, Sharon Women's Club, and many others. Refreshments will be served from the Friends Community Cookbook called Sharon Cooks at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the button on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can also be accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves, which link directly to their website. Out on a Limb, Hiding History. Catherine Boughton, in her monthly column, takes a look at a discussion taking place in her hometown of Canaan. The History Center, of which she's director, received a grant to install interpretive signs about the town's history at various locations in the village center. And the text for these signs is stirring up some dust. Read more about the ruckus and how current politics intrudes on the discussion of history. Berkshire Kitchen, homemade fried dough, or beignets as the French call them, are the perfect treat for young and old alike. Sometimes the simplest things make a lasting impression. Fried dough. There are always long lines waiting for it, fresh out of the pot at local country fairs. Topped with a dusting of powdered sugar, we are all susceptible to this marvelous sweet. Country homes, a property of sophistication and grandeur, and more than a home, it's a lifestyle statement. The 618 acres are abundant with native plantings and wildlife. A 150-year history combined with updates and amenities include a helipad, professional kitchen, barn, an exquisite limestone pool with pool houses. Please visit us at Berkshire Style. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.